You are listening to The Standard's Desk of News from The Standard Show, the podcast that brings you the stories behind the standards.
Hey, Sydney Parakil.
Hey, Matthew Childs.
Well, shall we have The Standard's Desk of News?
Yep, let's do it.
Yes, this is The Standard's Desk of News, news about standards and standards in the news. And this time we are covering stories from August and September 2025.
And we start with, have your say on 9001.
ISO 9001, the world's most widely used standard for quality management systems, is undergoing revision to keep pace with changing business needs. A draft international standard has been released for public consultation, with comments invited until the 20th of October 2025. The proposed update aims to strengthen usability, improve clarity, and reflect today's global challenges and opportunities. It introduces refinements to requirements, a clearer structure, and terminology. ISO 9001 underpins how millions of organizations worldwide manage quality, efficiency, and customer trust. The revision process is designed to ensure the standard remains relevant, practical, and effective for the future. The final updated version of ISO 9001 is expected to be published in autumn 2026. Get involved and have your say now. Details of how to do so are in the show notes. Sticking with quality, ISO 21001 sets new benchmark for education quality.
ISO has published a new version of ISO 21001, International Standard for Management Systems for Educational Organizations. The update reflects global shifts in teaching, learning, and institutional priorities. Key changes include recognition of digital and hybrid learning modules, enhanced guidance on learners with special needs, enhanced guidance on data protection, and the integration of climate change considerations into organizational context. The new version of ISO 21001 is expected to support more inclusive learning, stronger sustainability, and resilient education systems worldwide. BSI secures new funding for Commonwealth Standards Network.
BSI has been awarded a new grant by the UK government to deliver the next phase of the Commonwealth Standards Network from August 2025 to March 2026. Launched in 2018, the CSN promotes the use of international standards in developing Commonwealth countries to support trade, growth, and sustainable development. The UK government has now committed over £8 million across five phases of delivery, with the CSN also forming the basis of the complementary Standards Partnership Programme. The new funding will focus on three areas: strengthening collaboration across the network, providing trade support through training initiatives, and enhancing the effectiveness of national standards bodies. With a particular emphasis on Africa, this phase of the CSN aims to boost trade, improve regulation, and increase the global uptake of international standards. Talking of trade, standards contribute 1 billion euros annually to Austria's economy.
A recent study by GAW in Innsbruck reveals that standards delivered a significant economic boost for Austria over the 2013 to 2023 period. Commissioned by Austrian Standards, the analysis shows that standardization drives around 20% of real GDP growth, equivalent to approximately 1 billion euros each year. It also contributes about 6.5% of annual employment growth and roughly 30% of labor productivity growth. For Austria, which is highly export-oriented, the findings mirror results from other European countries and underscore how standards serve as stable foundations for innovation, sustainability, efficient trade, and trust in both domestic and international markets. Find more studies like this on the new BSI Education Hub. Details are in the show notes. Dejun Ma receives prestigious IEC Lord Kelvin Award.
The IEC has presented its highest honour, the Lord Kelvin Award, to China's Dejun Ma, a distinguished expert and leader in the IEC community. With more than 35 years dedicated to international standardisation, Desjardins has played a pivotal role in developing standards for household appliances, electrical safety and active assisted living technologies, or AAL. Among his achievements is the development of IEC 633110 for AAL robots. In addition to his technical contributions, Desjardins has been a strong advocate for inclusivity, encouraging participation from developing countries in the IEC and strengthening global collaboration. And finally, new standard to address critical gaps in PPE fit.
BSI has launched a new standard designed to address critical shortcomings in PPE, personal protective equipment, aiming to improve fit, support worker retention, and strengthen workplace safety. The standard responds to evidence that poorly fitting PPE can compromise protection, reduce comfort, and discourage workers from staying in roles that require its daily use, particularly in areas such as health, construction, and manufacturing. The guidance provides employers with clear benchmarks for selecting and fitting PPE that accommodates a wide range of body types, ensuring both safety and comfort. By helping organizations adopt better practices, it is expected to reduce injury risks, improve performance, and contribute to more inclusive workplaces. To download the standard for free, follow the link in the show notes.
Yes, and a reminder that the show notes are also where you can find details of our socials and all the other ways to get in touch with us here on The Standard Show. Well, thank you, Cindy Parakill.
Thank you, Matthew Childs.
For August and September 2025, that's The Standard's Desk of News.
You have been listening to The Standard's Desk of News from The Standard Show, the podcast that brings you the stories behind the standards.
You just heard a Stripped Media production.